I want to read you a verse out of the Bible today. This is from 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1. And it says, "You then, my child, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus." We think probably Paul is the one who wrote those words, and he wrote them to Timothy. "May you, my child, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus." We've learned a lot about Paul this year. You remember Paul's the guy who was shipwrecked. He's the guy who got bit by a snake. He's the guy who traveled all over the world so he could tell people about the love of Jesus. And you might remember that he ended up his life in jail. Paul never told any lies. He never stole anything. People were bothered. Some people were bothered by the fact that Paul was always talking about Jesus. They thought it was disruptive and disturbing, so they complained. So Paul got arrested and taken to jail. It wasn't really fair, but that's what happened. He was actually in chains, prevented from going where he wanted to go. So he couldn't visit his friends. He had to write them letters. They didn't have cell phones then. They didn't have computers. All they had was parchment, so he could write letters to his friends. And in one of his letters to Timothy, he wrote, "I'm in chains, but the word of God is not in chains." Can you imagine anybody thinking they'd be able to lock up the word of God? If we tied this chain around the Bible, do you think it would prevent people from hearing and listening to God's word? No, probably not, because this is not the only copy of the Bible, for one thing. For another thing, some of you and lots of people have memorized some scripture verses so that they can tell them to other people or say them to themselves anytime they want to. Some of us learn songs that are the words of Bible verses, and that helps us to remember the Bible. And we know that when we have the love of Jesus in our lives, the word of God is living in us. God can communicate in all kinds of ways with us anytime God wants to. The word of God is from the power of God, which is greater than any human power. So the word of God is not chained. It's active whenever it wants to be and wherever it wants to be. And today it wants to say, "You then, my child, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus." In our church, we like to give Bibles to the kids who are in third grade. Kids before third grade, a lot of them are still learning how to read. But once you're in third grade, we want you to have your own Bible so that you can read it whenever and wherever you want to. And so I think the third graders that are here today are Aiden and Blair. Megan, if you can hand me these Bibles, I need to look inside and see that I give you the right one. This one is for Stanley Trishansky, who's also a third grader and couldn't be here today. This is the one for Aiden. Yeah, that's a nice idea to clap for Aiden getting a Bible. And here's the one for Blair. We hope that this will allow the Word of God to continue working in your lives. Now, we have a fourth grader here who last year during Bible season was not able to be here to get her Bible when she was in third grade. So we have her Bible here today, although she's now a fourth grader, and that's Amber Lynn. So this is Amber Lynn's Bible. And Blair's right. Let's clap for Amber Lynn, too. Let's join hands now. Is that everybody? Is there any more third graders sitting here who I didn't know you were in third grade? No, we got them all. Okay, great. Then we're joining hands to say a prayer. Gracious God, may your word live in our lives and make us strong in the grace of Jesus Christ. May these Bibles help us to grow in love and understanding of you. Amen.